Today we start a new Simon, Kuf Chaf, page 290. Very short halacha, very interesting halacha. Machaber says, Omrim Ritzei B'chol Tfilos. We're going through the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. So now we're at the conclusion of Shemoneh Esrei. We've mentioned a few times, the order of Shemoneh Esrei is the first three brachas are extolling Hashem and His greatness, so on and so forth. The middle ones are what we call the please brachas, where you ask for various things that we ask for. And the last three are the thank yous. So that's what we're up to. We're up to the thank yous. So the last three brachas are the thank yous. So as you all know, the first of the thank you brachas is Ritzei Hashem Elokim V'Amchal Yisrael V'Yisrael Hashem, V'Tfilasam. So the Machaber said you say Ritzei in all the tfilos. Not like those who don't say it at Mincha. Okay, that sounds foreign to us, but that's because we follow Machaber, so, right? But the question is, what did these other peoples do? So, Mishbur explains that they left out the word Ritzei. In other words, they left out Ritzei, they just rather started from V'Sheisvel, Svelasam V'Azkav V'Razvan, which we'll get to in a second. Now, the Mishabura says that that's what they used to do, but we don't do that, as the Machaber says, and therefore this is the Matbea, right? The Chazal minted a coin, so to speak. So we all know if a coin is slightly off, so it doesn't get you the 6 minutes in the meter. So the same thing with Shemoneh Esrei. It's an exact form, and if you blow it, so then it doesn't work. So we have to be very careful with that. The Aruch HaShulchan explains it a little more. The Aruch HaShulchan explains Be'er Dvarav De'at Tur Kasav. It says in the Tur explains this in the name of Gaonim. Shlohayu Omrim Ritzei Rak B'Sha'as HaDuchan. They only said the words Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu B'Amcha Yisrael V'Sasam only when there was Duchani. The Kohanim K'Duchan. Das HaKohanim Okrin L'Duchan. Because as we know, when you say Ritzei, it's a separate halacha. Get there sooner or later, a few years from now, maybe. That's when, as you all know, when the Kohanim have to go up when they say Ritzei. So that was like the signal, if you want to call it that, one of the things, so that's a signal for the Kohanim to go up. But if there's no possibility of Kohanim Duchanim, so then there's no reason to say it. That was this opinion, this custom. So they didn't say it. So since at Mincha there was no Duchanim, so he just started from Ritzei Yisrael, not Ritzei. So he says the Torah questions that reason, whether that was really the reason. But be that as it may, doesn't make a difference because we say Ritzei in all the tefillos. Okay, simple halacha, right? Not so simple. Okay, because the Mishnah Berurah discusses, as you know, the Nusach of the Bracha. And I'm sure you sometimes wondered about this. When you daven, the bracha is we say Hashem Elokeinu. It should be accepted, favorable. Rabbi Artskol says, we say Hashem Elokeinu. Klai Yisrael tefilos. It should be favorable in front of you, Hashem, Klai Yisrael and their tefilos. The Hashem es avodah the dvir v'sakan and return the avodah, right, the service in the Beis Hamikdash to the dvir of your house. The shei. Now here's the problem. The Shei Yisrael and the Fa'esh, right, the fire offerings of Klai Yisrael, Usfil some of us kabarasam, and their tefillos you should accept with whatever they say, with favor. Okay, now the problem is with the two words in the middle. How do you say it? You can read it one of two ways. How do you punctuate this? You can either read it like this: Va'ashem Esavadav Lidur V'Sakav Shei Yisrael. Hashem, you should return the offering, the service to the dvir of your house and the fire offerings. Us comma, pause. Us tefillah sam be'avas kal baratzon siluratzon tami alas yisrael mecha, and the tefillahs of Klai Yisrael should be accepted. Right. This is the bear in mind. This is the thank you brachas. Right. This is the beginning of the thank you. So therefore, you can read it. Bring back the avoda to the dvir and the fire offerings, pause, and their tefillos of Bnei Yisrael should be accepted with favor, and so on and so forth. Okay? So according to that reading, there would be a comma or a pause after v'sheisro. The other way to read it is the other way. In other words, v'ashev esavdod lir v'isecha. Hashem, you should return the service of the Beis HaMikdash to your dvir, of your house, period, or comma. V'sheisro tefil, some of us kabarason, and the offerings, and the tefilos, right, it says ooh, that's usually a connector, right? So, the sheisol tefilah some of us kabal ratzon, and the fire offerings and the tefillah should be accepted with favor. Everybody got it? In other words, the question is, where does the pause come? Does it come after beisecha, or does it come after the sheisol? That's the question, and that is a question. Mishnah Berurah brings out both opinions. In other words, the first opinion says. He says in the name of Tur. That goes, I think the second one, I don't remember which one I said first, that the comma comes after, goes, v'sheisol tefilah some v'avas kavaratzon, that the fire offerings and the tefilas of Klai Yisrael, those go together, should be accepted with favor. There's only one problem with that, you'll say. Well, I don't see any fire offerings around today. Right? So why would you connect? Why would you say that the way to say that bracha properly would be v'sheisol tefilah some of us kabal ratzon, and the fire offerings and the tefillah should be accepted with favor? We don't have any fire offerings, unfortunately, now because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Answer is, according to this opinion, as we all know, tefillah is in place of the offerings. So therefore, our tefillahs are in the place of offerings, so therefore we say it together. Now the Mishnah Berurah, I won't get into this, Dorach HaShulchan explains this more at length, says there are fire offerings today, I don't see any. Answer is, in Shemayim, Michoel, who's the Kohen Gadol, so to speak, brings up the Neshamas of Tzadikim on the Mizbeach Shomailo. What that means, I don't know. But Dorach HaShulchan explains this in more length, explains it more, and I still don't know what it means, but that's what it is. The other opinion is that no, that v'sheisol goes on what I said before. In other words, v'ashevesol do dvir b'sakol v'sheisol. Pause. Usfilasam ba'avas kal b'ratzon. Right. That's the second opinion. Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Vilna Gaon and others that the last way. In other words, and I think that's the way Rabbi Archibald had it. Levir Yisecha, period. V'sheisol tefilah some of us kabaratzon. I think that's the way Rabbi Archibald is coming out. So you have to be aware that there is a big machlokas to how to punctuate it. And again, as we've mentioned many times, I think Kazim Rabinovich discusses it also, that we see that punctuation makes a very big difference here in the meaning of the word. We have this also in Kaddish.
There's a machlokas between the Hebrew edition because they put the period after Vishay Yisrael
in the Hebrew one.
And in the English one, they put it after Beit Echa.
So now you know why they do that.
So they
depending on who you're talking to. So I'm waiting for somebody to say, what do I do? What I try to do is, and I don't think this might not make any sense according to anybody, I try to run it all together. But again, that really doesn't make sense according to anybody. But okay, but anyways, we see this also by a lot of other halakhas in davening. For example, everybody's familiar, I make a big deal about this, in Kaddish, everybody says, pause. If you look at the translation, besides looking at the Mishnah Berurah in halakha, that's wrong. Everybody says it that way, but except for here. But that's patently wrong. Again, if you look at the explanation of the translation of the words, it's wrong. It's V'amad Yivrak Kirusei, the word which he created. V'amlich Malkusei, and Hashem should reign b'chayachon in our lifetime. That the punctuation is wrong according to the way most people say it. But again, here's another example. Again, here it's a little different because there's a machlokas. So again, with this little halacha, we have. This disagreement exactly where to put the punctuation. As Mr. Abraham just pointed out, we even have a machlokas in Art Scroll itself. Isn't that a chiddush? Machlokas and Mishnah Berurah is one thing, but Machlokas and art scroll, that's a chiddush. Okay, we'll Meretz Hashem continue this, bleeding out of tomorrow. Okay.